The contract with Alpenglow Solar was approved for $424,000, allowing the city to purchase more panels than originally thought. Plus, the current repair of the PC Mark roof will also make the installation of panels more efficient. Matt Abbott of the city's sustainability department said per panel, the cost came in far less than expected.
I try and price conservatively. I was assuming around $250 to $3 a watt. Coming in at $204 a watt opens up a lot of extra panels for us. And we're also coinciding the installation with the replacement parts of the Mark roof, which adds some additional efficiencies.
The panels themselves have different technology than those previously budgeted for, making them also more cost-efficient. It has to do with the way the panels are monitored. Instead of individual monitoring of each panel, it's monitored more as a group, or in this case, groups of 21 panels. This technology works better when there is consistent sun exposure across the array, like on the PC Mark. Councilmember Liza Simpson asked a question about the aesthetics of the panels, answered by a representative of Alpenglow Solar.
Basically, with solar panels, I mean, obviously some people think they're beautiful, like me.
Me too.
Because they're gorgeous, I think. But in this area, you know, you really don't have a lot of options. They don't make them in camo and pink and everything else. You know, you get black or you get silver. A lot of places, you know, we put silver, usually on industrial warehouses, things of that nature. So aesthetically, for Park Meadows neighborhood, we're going to use black frame, black back sheet with a monocrystalline. So it's all black. Essentially, you know, on somebody's residential house, it almost looks like skylights. But on the Mark, it's just going to look like a big black roof.
The panels will be installed in the plane of the roof, so will be flush and less noticeable. The full design will take into account any snow accumulation. Prior to council unanimously approving the contract, Councilmember Andy Bierman stated his satisfaction with the project.
I'm really excited we're doing this. I think this is a statement as a project. We built a facility that uses more energy than we intended, and we're going to try to make it right by adding the solar panels. I think it's something we'd consider doing anyhow, but it's a step in the right direction in trying to meet our carbon goals, and I think it's a statement by the community, and I'm glad we were able to find the surplus to get it done.
Hear, hear.
The PC Mark solar array will generate 207 kilowatts with 755 total panels. For context, this installation will be twice the amount of kilowatt production as the rest of the city's solar arrays combined. The Summit County Health Department solar array installed last year generates 70 kilowatts with 270 panels. The largest solar array in Utah generates 1.3 megawatts of power. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.